Welcome to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today, we will hear Sister Susan W. Tanner tell her story from a KSL interview of what it was like to be called to write the Relief Society history book, Daughters in My Kingdom.
It was in June of 2009. The call came from Elder Russell M. Nelson and Elder Neil Anderson. They asked me right up front to do a history of the Relief Society. That was kind of a surprise to me. I guess I should back up. It's interesting to me that just a couple of weeks before that call came, I was perusing a Deseret book pamphlet, looking at all the titles of the books and all the people who had written them, and I thought, I never even want to write a book. I can't imagine someone would want to do that. I didn't care about being an author. And I don't know if that little thought was just placed in my head. I hadn't really thought of it, but there it was. And then they asked me to do this. The description of what they wanted wasn't very thorough. I think they wanted me to kind of figure things out and to see what needed to happen. Basically, what they told me to do is to read everything I could get my hands on that had to do with the history of Relief Society, and not to try to make any assumptions as to what I wanted to do with that at first. Just try to fill my head with knowledge and try to seek the Spirit so that I would be guided. So that's exactly how I set about on the project. I had this little room, a little carrel in the BYU library that they offered to let me have, which was nothing more than four gray walls around me. And that way I could do the reading without any distraction. And I felt like I needed that. I felt like a novice on the history. I had read some of the history, and the history is my personal history as well. So I felt like I knew a few things, but I was gleaning everything I could. I was trying to get ideas of what a book should look like that would be accessible to women across the world. That was one of my charges. The other charge that they gave me that stayed with me every moment of every day was that this work needs to get the women of the world and the women of the church from where they are to where they need to be. And so I had that much direction, and I thought about it constantly. I thought, as I read things, is this important to lift women, to inspire women, to help women know who they are and what their purposes are? I constantly had that statement in my head and those questions in my head as I was reading. Then I was trying to see if certain themes were coming out, themes that would bless the lives of women from our history. And each day before I would start my study, I would write a journal as to what I had studied the day before. Because I thought, if I force myself to write what I'm learning, it will help me when I'm actually in the writing process. And it will also kind of solidify ideas, and I will see patterns and I will see themes. One of the things that happened after a couple of months of this kind of study is that I started feeling like there was some direction. I felt some chapters formulating. But the patterns were starting to develop and the themes were starting to come out over and over for me, and I started feeling like I had a beginning outline for some chapters in the book. It was at that point that I visited with Sister Beck again. She felt like she'd had some revelation, but she didn't want to inform me about any of that and take away from my sense of the revelatory process. Finally, when I felt like I had a beginning of an outline, we talked. And that was a very fulfilling day for me because our revelation and our inspiration jived. Everything that she had wanted to see in this jived with everything that I had outlined and felt needed to be here. And that was, for me, a stamp of Heavenly Father's approval upon the process I had been going through and the revelation I had been trying to seek. There were some things in the history that were very touching to me. Brigham Young is my direct ancestor, And so as I read all of that early part where he is very involved, I actually felt his presence. And that happened not only in my study, but as I was going about my other normal activities, I felt Grandpa Brigham over me. I also felt a great love developing for a lot of the women in the history that I was reading about. And I felt that I wanted to honor them by telling of their beautiful lives and their dedication to their covenants and to their testimonies. And I felt like they were becoming my sisters in a very real way. One in particular was Zina Huntington Young. And I felt real kinship with her spirit and wanted to honor her by being able to tell some of her story. But it wasn't just about her story. Her story becomes every woman's story. I remember after I got the historical part in place as it went along, I felt stumped. I really felt like I didn't know where to go next. I had had some revelation that got me to what I felt like just to a certain place. And I am not prone to having dreams that I can even remember. But I had a very vivid dream when I was in this place where I was really stuck. And in that dream, I was going on a hike and there was someone up ahead who was leading me. And he turned a corner and I lost sight of him. I tried to continue on the trail, but I found myself lost in an amusement park. And there were four walls around me and I couldn't see any way out. But I could see over the walls to the place where I needed to be, but I could not figure out how to get there. And I woke up at that point in frustration, and I thought, this is a little allegory of my life right now. I'm stuck, and maybe it's because I have let too many things of the world encroach upon my spirit. The amusements of the world encroach upon me, and I need to have a better spirit, and I need to have more dedication, and I need to lay aside, as Emma was taught in section 25, the things of the world, so that I can get the spirit of this project again. But almost as soon as I had thought of all of those things, I thought, maybe this isn't just an allegory for me. Maybe this is an allegory for the women of the world or the sisters in the church, that they have allowed the amusements of the world to encroach upon them too. And they're lost in an amusement park. And they need to lay aside the things of this world and seek for the things of a better. And that felt like, again, that original injunction that I had been given, that we need to get the sisters of the church from where they are to where they need to be. The blessing that came to me at that point was the General Relief Society meeting, and President Irene gave his talk focused on the history of Relief Society. I think I understood and listened and felt the spirit more in that talk than about any talk I've ever listened to. It was speaking to me, and it was giving me a sense of direction for the further part of the book. And then in addition to that, Sister Beck and I had the opportunity to go and visit with President Irene after that talk and get a little further information from him in his study of the history of Relief Society. But after that talk and then our visit with him, the rest of the outline just flowed. I thought, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. Again, these things were given to me. It wasn't because I had any profound knowledge of the history on my own. I felt that Heavenly Father was guiding each step of the process. This opportunity certainly deepened my love for Relief Society, and especially for the fact that it is the Lord's organization for women, and that He has always cared about women and always used them and needed them in His organized church. I came to this with a sense of who women are. I came to it with a sense that we as women are noble and great in our Father's kingdom. But I wanted to be able to help other women feel that. And so as I studied about our history and these great women, I felt like I was learning things that would help me deepen my sense of that, but also help me portray that so that other women could have that sense of who they are and how much our Father in Heaven loves us and how much He needs us.
You are listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program. Join us to hear thoughts from Sister Susan W. Tanner, who was called to write the Relief Society history book, Daughters in My Kingdom.
I can remember where I was sitting and when it happened, so it was an aha moment. It was when I had determined that we needed to have a chapter on family and we needed to have a chapter on the priesthood. And I remember struggling to get those two chapters right. And it came to me in almost a sentence that said, these are the two most important chapters of this book. They have to be right. The first time anyone else read what was written, it was clear to them that they weren't right. And so people helped. I was invited to have my husband help and my mother and father, who have been temple workers and who have been Relief Society president. And Sister Beck helped me. We went back to all the resources that we could find of what the various prophets, especially in this dispensation, but also the ancient prophets, have taught us about priesthood and about family and about covenants. And those were the two chapters that we continued to work on up until 2011. They weren't done until they were, I think, actually printed. But that was good. I knew from the beginning that it was going to be a struggle, but that it was worth the struggle because these were the two most important chapters in the book, what we needed as women. There was some question about how much of our history about plural marriage should be included in the history. But as I was reading this and thinking about it and feeling what these women went through, I had a sense that this was an important part to be included because they were women of testimony and covenant-keeping women. This was a hard thing that they had been asked to do, but their testimonies in the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ were so strong that they were willing to do what they had been asked to do. And they were willing to keep this great covenant that they had been taught. I do think people that recognize their heritage and recognize their legacy have a greater desire and ability to carry that on and to be that same kind of person. This is our spiritual legacy. Every woman who lives anywhere in the world has this as their legacy, the early strength of these women, the early testimonies that these women had, the gospel of Jesus Christ that we each embrace now in our lives would not be here if it hadn't been for these early sisters who were strong and good and built the church and built the foundation that we now all have as our heritage. So it's a heritage that belongs to everyone. It's my constant prayer, it was from the beginning and it still is, that the book itself will carry the Spirit, and that the Spirit, as women read this and study it and peruse the beautiful illustrations and read the quotes, it's my prayer that the Spirit will teach them what it is they personally need to hear and need to know. If they feel inadequate or if they feel like they are not being appreciated or if they feel that they are not loved or they feel they don't have a mission or a place, I'm hoping the Spirit will teach them through these words and through this book so that they can understand truly how noble and great they are. The take-home message for my granddaughters as they learn about the history and the work of Relief Society is the message that they need to have a knowledge that they are daughters of their Heavenly Father, that they have an important place in His plan. They have responsibilities they have a mission that they need to do, and that he loves them. He cares about them. He needs their help in this great work, and that he will bless them to be able to fulfill those responsibilities. This is, I think, what we see over and over in the history with these great women of the past and the present, that they understand their place in our Father's great plan. They are willing to do whatever it takes to fulfill that purpose, and they are here to bless the lives of other people. They are being blessed to be able to carry out those responsibilities. I feel that any part I had in it was given to me as a gift. I can stand back from it and almost just feel removed from it and say, this was a gift that was given. I was an instrument to help get it on paper, but it was given as a gift from Heavenly Father, and therefore it needs to be, the women of the church need to feel that it is a gift given to them from Heavenly Father. Writing is a hard thing to do. And even my husband, who is an excellent writer and is such a good writer, always says that about writing. So writing this book was not an easy task. But when I got to the final chapter, I felt so excited about the message of that chapter that it just kind of flowed for me. And I soared as I was writing that chapter. It's a chapter of, okay, sisters, now that we've seen all of these wonderful women and we've felt our past and we felt of the goodness of women around us, this is our chapter to write our page on the history. This is our chapter to live up to the privilege that we have as women. It was kind of a motivational chapter. We can do it now. We've read all of this. We've learned all of this. Now it's our chance, and we can do it. It was a very thrilling chapter for me to write. One of the brethren, as he read it, after he read it, he said to me, almost thou persuadest me to be a woman. And I loved that because I thought, I hope so. I hope that every woman who reads it will feel that triumph and excitement and soaring about our roles and who we are. And I hope that each of the brethren who read it, each man who reads it, will feel that same sense of who women are and the purpose they have and the glory it is to be a woman, the nobility of the women around them. It was a choice experience.
It's been a pleasure to hear from Sister Susan W. Tanner today, who played such a huge role in the creation of this inspiring book, Daughters in My Kingdom. We are so grateful for her work, sacrifice, and closeness to the Spirit. We'll finish out the program with insights from sisters who attended the General Relief Society meeting on October 24, 2011, and shared their thoughts on this special new book.
I'm really excited about this book, actually. I read this book called Woman of Nauvoo, and it's what strengthened me and helped me decide to go on mission because of their faith. And I'm excited to learn of other women from early history that had such strong faith and such commitment to the Lord that they have done in their here in their life. And I'm hoping that it will strengthen me in my life right now where I am and what I'm doing. I believe very strongly in the power of covenants. And I believe if I have great faith, that faith will bless my posterity.
I had never got a chance to read Emma's story, and I was just so touched that she had lost, you know, all of those children, and that she had this incredibly amazing life that just so full of strength and everything. I was just totally touched. I sobbed all the way through it. But just stepping in her shoes for that moment in time, it was one of the most amazing things that I've experienced.
It's a very beautiful and powerful book. I mean, Anna Comber in the church, and they explain there about the history of the Relief Society, about the Prophet Joseph Smith. Is so, so beautiful for me. I can feel the Spirit. Everything in this church is about revelation, and Heavenly Father can say to us what He wants that we do, and we learn that in that book.
I am the only member in my family, and so I am hoping to be able to use it to show that women do have a strong stance in the church and that they are just as important as the priesthood holders substantially.
As roommates, we are now reading it every night, and it's just such a great explanation of what the Relief Society is and why it is. And I think the book is such a great tool that we'll be able to use in our daily lives.
I think it's great. I am new to Relief Society. It's my first year. I'm kind of just getting into it, and I think it'll just be a great resource, and I'd love to just know more about this organization that I'm now part of.
To know your heritage, I think, gives you a sense of pride in what you're involved in. I have two daughters, so that'll be good to be able to know what to tell them when they ask questions about what Relief Society is.
I'm new to Relief Society. I just got done with Young Women's, and it's like a really neat opportunity to be able to like read it and become acquainted with it. And coming from Young Women's, it makes me feel like I'm part of Relief Society, and it's an easier transition.
I really enjoyed the pictures in it. I thought they were beautiful, and I really liked the quotes. I was underlining things because it was just so great. I can learn about past women that have contributed to Relief Society and learn how I can contribute myself.
I love hearing about the acts of charity, the acts of love, and just the amazing things that the sisters overcame, that they, how they pulled together, how they served each other. It's just so important that we continue that tradition of service and love.
I think our history is what defines us. It's really important to know where we come and where is our base. It's like scriptures. We can implement it in our lives even if that doesn't happen at this time.
I think it's pretty amazing. Like, there's a lot of information and it's so uplifting. I think definitely the first step is studying it, but then trying to implement the ideas that it has and the principles that it teaches, like trying to live the kinds of lives that the women in that book have lived.
I think it'll help women to understand their role and appreciate the importance that we have as women in the church. And understanding that helps our families directly because we are the nurturers in our families.
Our history is so important because if we don't know what the Relief Society did to become so strong, how are we going to know what to do to make it even stronger?
This book contains a record of the legacy of Relief Society and the women of the church. It will unify and align a worldwide sisterhood with the purposes of Relief Society and the patterns and privileges of disciples. It is a witness of women's essential role in our Father's plan of happiness, and it provides an immovable standard of what we believe, what we do, and what we will defend. The First Presidency has encouraged us to study this book and allow its timeless truths and inspiring examples to influence our lives.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel Relief Society program, a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more information on this program, visit our website at mormonchannel.org. To share your thoughts and questions regarding the new Relief Society history book, visit daughtersinmykingdom.lds.org. Thanks for listening.